That looks like a sale. It's like you're buying the field for 3 years. Therefore, these 3 years, I'm allowed to eat the peiros. It's like my field. At the end of 3 years, the field goes back to you. So that's mutter. There it doesn't look like ribbis at all. Here it's hetagam. Now the one says here, Rav Popov, Rav Huna Bret, Rav Yeshua Amri Tavai, they both say, Hai mashkanto, or mashkana pledge, the yasra, the mesalki, in the place, again, that whenever the labor comes back with the money, he has the right to pay up and get back his field.
So the field is not so much precious of the malver, therefore in Balchev Greve Menu. What Rashi says it means, even if the malver, when the malver dies, the Balchev cannot collect his karka from the Yisemim. And then Abachor not of Pishnayim.
Even if the malver dies, his Bechor doesn't get two portions in it. It's not called Muchzik by the father. It's not called like it was collected already. Because since this mashkin is not a real kinyan, it could be taken away any time. It's not called like a real mashkin. But it'll be asked with loy mesalki, but in a place, when I give a pledge, the deal is that let's say for the next 2 or 3 years, it stays by the malva. The loyva can't get it back. The earliest he can get it back is whenever they make up, a year or two. In such a place, then bal choyv greve menu. For that year at least, that the malva has the right to use it, it's like a mechir, it's like his. So then his bal choyv could collect it. If the malva dies, his bechor gets two portions in it. And v'yein shviyas misham tostoi. Here shviyas shmita does not stop this loan. That's called the good mashkin. It's called like the malva has his money already. So here it's not called by yigosh. Shviyas does not stop it. Now v'yom ha-mazutra mishmed ha-papa. Hai mashkanta, this pledge, the asra, the misalki, and the place that the deal is. Whenever the labor comes back with the money, he could take back his field, Mesalkele Pshita. He gets back his field. And the Chiddush is, V'afilo betamri diavudya. Even if the malva was on the field and has the dates from the date tree fell down on the floor, still those dates also go back to the labor. He takes it back. Rashi learns, Shegodrin tomorrow m'shoitchin machtzol estakas adkolim. People used to spread out mats on the bottom of the palm tree, and the dates would fall down on them. So even though this happened, still the malva has to give it back to the loiva. But vi agvinu bisisni, but let's say the malva picked him up in his own baskets, then kininu, then he made a kinya, then it belongs to him, then the loiva doesn't get this back. But uman di yama kelev shalakeach prishus moicha konu lakeach safilud lo agvinu bisisni kininu. If you hold that the kelim of the lekeach, if you bring it into the meicher's house and you put the peiros into your keli, your kli is like your reshus, it's kind of for you. Here also, since these mats are your mats, so as soon as the dates fall down onto the mats, it's also called like the malva is kind of it. So even before the malva picked them up, lemaicher saw in his kelim, it also be considered like the malva was kind of it already. Therefore, the leiva cannot take it away. Now the Gemara says, Pshito, the asra, the misalki, and the place that the normal deal is that whenever the loiver comes up with money, he can get his field back. The yoma, but now they made a special deal that loimis talakna. The loiver now will make up that no, the loiver does not have a right to get his field back within 2 years. Samara says, good. He'll come out to loimis talakna. They made such a condition, that's good. He can't get it back. Srashad, he said it about the bishasmat, noyes hisna, al menashna, to chosakenu adgar adashonim. So therefore, it's called like a mekach amencher. Therefore, since you gave the money this way, pshit is good. But the chiddush is the other way. El b'yas with loy mesalki is the normal manner in this place is that when you give a pledge, the loyva has no right to get it back for a year or two. The yom, but now they want to make up a new condition. That's misalaknur. That no, that the loyva says, listen, whenever I have money to pay up, I want to be able to get my field back. So, my, what's talocha? If they just spoke it out, is it good or not? Do they have to make a kinyan on this or no? Just Dibra alone is enough, or do they have to make a kinyan here? So Rashi says, of course, Dibra Kodim, if they don't make a kinyan, Dibra B'yam, it's only Dibra. The man, he could change his mind and say, no, I don't want to change from the manner of the place. And since here the minig is that we do take you off, maybe you have a right to still take it off. Maybe only kinyan helps. Sumor says, Papa says, no, you do not have to make a kinyan. Since you spoke this out for Shas and Matan Mois, that's also called a good deal, and it's called this way. that whenever the loiver comes up with money, he has a right to get his field back. No, you have to make a kinyan. In other words, it's time deeper biyama. You must hilkos so much the maskanon. Sorach lemiknimene. You do have to make a kinyan. Without making a kinyan, we say it's on the deeper biyama, and deeper is not chal here. He has the right to say, I want to act like the minig hamakom. Omar, what's going to be now? Ezel v'yaisi zuzi. So what's going to be now if the loiver comes back like Tzimal and says, listen, I'm going to get you money. So at that time, loy ochel. So Malva has to stop eating the peris. Like the loiver is about to come back and give money, so the Malva has to stop eating. Rashi says, hoyel v'yamoyis mechonim loy, noslo v'shut lios, shemet v'yochel v'yasi, v'yasi the mesalti kor. So I'm in a place, when the loiver comes up with money, he has the right to get his field back. But since the loiver just tells the Malva, I'm going to get the money now, from then on the Malva has to stop eating. What about if the loiver says, Ezel v'yatrach v'yaisi zuzi, I'm going to go and try and bother myself to get the money, so but he knows he doesn't have it yet. So Ravino Amochel. Then he says, so what? The Malva still has the right teeth. It's not cold. You're paying up yet. No, he can't eat. Since he has in mind now to start to get the money, from then on, the Malva has to stop eating. Rav Kana, Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, Loyach Libinach Yaisa. They held that any time they was alone, when the Malva gave money, and the Loyva gave him back his field to hold for a pledge, that the lacha is the Malva is not allowed to eat the payrus, even Menachi Aisa. Even though they make up a deal that if I eat this year's produce, I'll take off only $10, still it's asa. Still it's called like ribbis. Ravina Ochal Menachi Aisa. Ravina, now it's mutter, that's not called like ribbis. So what's the machlokes? Omma Mazutra. My time with the Mandi Yochal, Menachi Aisa, what's the Pshan the Mandi Yoma that says that if I have the pledge, I'm allowed to eat the payrus if I just make Menachi Aisa? Again, Menachi Aisa means like this. That I'm going to eat the peris this year, and even though I eat $30 worth, I'll only deduct $10 from the loan. That's mutter. Why? L'chura, it looks like ribbis. You're still eating much more. Tzmar says, "Miti di evi astei achuza." This is why the Torah says, "The pasha astei achuza."
So if somebody's makdish his dei achuza, so the pasha in Vayikra that said that he can be paid with mina hegdish l'fi hashonim shad hayovel, and it comes out fellow punyin l'shana. For every single year, when you want to be paid with before Yovel, you have to only pay back a seller punya for each year. So Mar says, Stay achuza, lavafa gav the kofa pay rituva. Even though you eat a lot of peris in between, Omrachman still the Torah says, Kopolik le biabazuzi. Yeah, you have a right to be paid with it. Harashi says, I know seller. Even though it looks like it's only a loan, because the mice, you were marked that you gave it over to Hegdish, but now you're taking it back, and still, you're allowed to eat the peris. So Mar says, here also there's no difference. Whenever you eat Menachi Aisa, it's mutter. But a man, the Yosef, the one that says it's also, oh, Maloch, stay achuza hegdashi. Over there, it's a new parish of hegdashi makdashit. For achman ukme a pigeon. And the other Torah says clearly, if you want to be poiderit, that's why you can be poiderit easy, cheaper. But hochi al bohi, here in our case, it's a regular loan. You're lending the person money. And he gives you a field as a pledge. See, if you're going to eat the Paris, even Menachi Aisa, he owes this man the Yamal Mechsek Ribis. The tackle looks like ribbis.
Buy the field back. No matter how much peris you ate, as long as you pay a little bit, it's enough. You see, bin chiyai sits mutter. But, Oman the Yosef, the one that says no, still it's also, he also says this, Omloch. Stay achuza, hegdishi. There's difference. There, when you sell, you stay achuza, it's like hegdish. Perachmono ukmea pidyon. The Torah gave a new chidish over there. The Torah says it has the same aloch like pidyon. But I call upon him there, it's like a sale. It's not like a real loan. That's why over there it's muta. Mashenkein, hochal vohi, o mechzei keribis. But over here, when I lend you money, and you give me back a pledge your field, if I eat more peris than it's really worth, that looks like ribis. So I call upon him, it's an avak ribis, it's awesome with Rabbanan. Therefore here he held it also. Omer Rabashi, onruli sabi demosa machshia. The older person in the city master told me that stam mashkan teshosa. Whenever you take a stam mashkin, Minastan, if you don't make up any limit, it's for 1 year. What does that mean? The Minas Kamina, the Yokolo Shosa Mosim Salakle, Vilela Mosim Salakle. So Rashi learns the Kiddush, Fiasilu Biyasa the Mesalki, even in a city, even if the Minigamakim is, that when the Leva has his money, he has the right to pay up and get the field back, that's only after the first year. But for 1 year, when you give a mashkin, the Malva has a right to hold on to the soda, he can't get it back the first year. That's called a mashkin for a year. The Yomar Rav Ashi, Omrili Saba, know the person, the Maski Master from the city Maski told me, my Mashkanta, what's the Lashon of a pledge, a Mashkin? To me is the Shchune Gabei, that you're living there. L'mayin Askemina, what's the difference? L'dina the Bar Mitzvah. Whenever you receive a Mashkin, you have a Dina the Bar Mitzvah. Dina the Bar Mitzvah means that if you own a field, and the next field right next to you belongs to somebody else, when that person sells it, you have a din to buy it. He has to sell it to you. Since you're the neighboring, you have a right to have that field. It's called din of the bar mitzvah. So therefore, if you have a field with Torah Samashkin, if the leiver gave you his field with Torah Samashkin, now the leiver wants to sell it. Halach is he has to sell it to you. That's called the shchunah gabei. It's considered like you're living there. The get the din of the bar mitzvah. Then when he sells it, you're like the neighbor. He has to sell it to you. Omar Rav says, let's hilta still like Katashid Pufnoi, we do not hold like your father's business deal before by deer, that he passed already before, and we don't hold like him. For like story mechuznoi, we'll soon see what that is, we don't hold like their stars, they run up name mechuzah. Like kikhari nashoi. And not the way the business deals on the field, the way they did it nashoi, we'll soon see what that means. Alright, turn over. So it's like this. Kitashi Pufnoi means Tasha the Rapapa. The Rapapa wanted to do business before and sell his beer at a cheaper time for the higher price. That was us at Mechsek Ribis. Shtarmach Znoi, what is that? Tezak Filei Lerav Chakarna. Shtarmach Znoi means like this. I give you merchandise to sell. And then the locher is, if you go and make profit, half the profit belongs to me. So in the Shtar, I say like this. You owe me the value of the merchandise. Let's say it's worth $100. And the profit this time you make $50, so they write in the shtar that you owe me $150. And really, they should have just wrote down the keren that you owe me $100, and then whatever profit you get. But they write down, no, in the shtar stam, you owe me $150. The cost of Levi Shtora, and they write it down in the shtar. So that you shouldn't do. Because, miyei medevi ravcha, who says you'll make this $50 worth of profit? And maybe if you don't make it, and the shtar says you owe it to him, it'll be like sheker. Omalei ma ba meim ravashi, Aval, father, Odroch, he did like this though. And the Chiyosla Kamei, Memelu. And when the worker came back and said, listen, I didn't make the right amount, my father believed him. So what's so wrong? Even though they wrote it down on the shtar, the person's Nemun. So the says, no, Poshid. Omole Tena, Chaykhid, the Yisil Bidei. That's only if the father, the maker, the one that gave the money, is still around. Then he's trust. What about the Shach? What's going to happen if he died? So we're not going to know what the deal is. Then just look at the shtar. The shtar says that you owe $150. So you shouldn't write something like that in the shtar. The Norfolk shtar can't be asked me. My heavy, what's going to be? So that's what... That's what Ravashi said back to Amemar. Like, what's going to be like if you die? So the Mar says, heavy kishkogish yotzmifli ashalit. It's like a mistake that came out of the mouth. And the Norfolk nashidim the Amemar. Even though we didn't mean it, but that's the klal, when a tzaddik says something, his dibur has the curse to do something. Just like if a tzaddik gives you a bracha, even if he doesn't mean it, the dibur alone can do things, here also. He said, what's going to be if you're going to die, even though he didn't mean it, but the ma'isi spoke it out, so that's what happened, Amei Mataka died. But I call upon such a shtar, you should not write up. Vaito, chakiroi nashoi, you should not do this either. What is that? Tikas vihochi, mashkin lei paoni aryo le paoni. You say like this, that somebody gave his field, the leiver gave his field for a mashkin to the malva, and then the hoda chokra minei, and then the malva hired the leiver, hired the owner to work on his field. That's what he used to do. Take him like for orus to work on the field.
Which means that the leiver like would pay a special amount of the produce to the malva. Whether he makes it or not, the leiver has to have a pshat from the orus, he has to pay the owner a set amount. So really it comes out that the leiver is paying the malva ribis. So that's the Gemara's question. So the Amos Konya, the Yaknin Alei, like when did the malva really become of this field that he has the right to rent it back out to the owner? The malva doesn't really own it, it's only a mashkin. So the rent that he gets is b'teres ribis. But the Gemara says, but vidna today, the kokas with the right in the shtar like this, ochi, kenina minei ushina kami idnei. For hoda chokre, kadesh latino delos befnei lovin, shakadomi. Today it's good. So they write as if to say like the malva has already a while, like the malva really owns it, and then he's first renting it back to the leiva. But the Gemara says, you should know, Vilav Vilsi, it's not true. That real mice, it's not called a real sale. The Rashi says, the Afilu Shianami Yasa. Even though it stays a little bit by the Malva, so what? The rib is Gemuri. The Einkan Safik Ukhais of Yechel Shapomim Shemaitzibainamaitel. The Yelachur is called Mamish Rivis. For the Meister, he only has the Bateras of Mashkin, and it's called like the Leiver when he works for the Malva, is paying the Malva Bateras Rivis. Now the Mishnah says, Ein Moishivin Chendini Lemachsis Schar.
Schar, to get half the profit. Pay half the profit. Rashi says, Lo Yoyma Balabayas the Chendini, Balabosh, not go to the store man. Hare Peris Nimkorn Bashuk Arba Soin the Fella. Viyat Mokhim Mechanus Pruta Pruta. Ahu Boshol. An apple deserves the last $10. You sell them piece by piece. Or mishtak is thorn, you make a lot of money. So I'll tell you like this. Hey, look, Paris, here, take my Paris and sell them. And the profit that you make will divide. That's called like an iska. That I give you my money, and you do business with my money, and the profit you make from my money. Or here, I'm giving you my apple. I'm giving you my bushels of apples. And you're going to make profit with it now. You're going to sell them single and make a lot of money. So I tell you, the profit you make will share. That's also to do. And the same thing for Loyitain Moyes Likas and Paris. You can't give money to the storekeeper to buy Paris Lamachs Chal. In order to tell him, listen, here's $100, buy $100 worth of apples, and then you go and sell it, and the profit you make will share. That's also to do. El Inkain Noisim Leschor Kapoyel. Unless you're also paying him like a worker. Because the problem is, it looks like ribbis. Because when you do a deal like this, any iska's a deal is like this. I'm giving you the money. Now, it's a gedul like half of it is a milva, and half is a pekodin. That means half of the money, if it gets lost, the whole business deal goes lost, so half you potter on. But the other half you